This is Ozarks at Large. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Northwest Arkansas was number 4 out of 400 metropolitan areas in terms of job growth in the United States in 2013. For a second year, the Northwest Arkansas Council, a nonprofit whose mission is to grow and improve Northwest Arkansas, has collaborated with area chambers of commerce to release the 2013 Regional Employer Survey. The report echoes that positive news. This year's survey includes information regarding 529 employer retention and expansion programs. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas attended a press conference on the release of the study at the council's office in Springdale yesterday and has this report.
Mike Harvey is Chief Operating Officer of the Northwest Arkansas Council. He's charged with organizing the regional economic program here in Northwest Arkansas. In front of a crowd of about 15 media and employer representatives and Chamber of Commerce employees, he said that there are several reasons why they do this survey the way they do. One is to gain a macro perspective from micro data collected by the chambers. Chamber representatives reach out to employers in their respective communities to survey them, asking questions such as, what are your employment needs? And what are your top five barriers to growth? The chambers input this information into an online database the council purchased for this project that identifies trends and markers from a regional perspective. Harvey says that working with the chambers was a natural fit to reach out to the employers.
If there was an issue that they need to have addressed at that point, then the chambers are then able to address that issue then and there. And the reason that we have chambers and some guests around the table today is to give you examples of how when they were out calling on a specific company, they identified a specific challenge and they might have assisted that company with that specific challenge.
We'll hear some of those stories in just a few minutes. But first, I'll look at this year's numbers. Harvey says that year to year, the data didn't make a lot of significant changes. So he highlighted a few of the bigger differences. One being the number of businesses surveyed. Keep in mind, their goal is to talk to 450. This year, they spoke to 529, up from 459 in the last survey. Those employers projected adding over 2,000 jobs in the next 3 years, a number more than doubling from the 2012 survey. Harvey looked through those numbers on a micro level.
Three employers are responsible for about half that number, but the rest of it literally comes in what we call nickels and dimes. There's 5 jobs, 10 jobs, 4 jobs, 1 job that they're planning on hiring.
He says the study primarily focuses on 2 types of businesses, prime employers, who are the region's basic employers, usually associated with production, distribution, and headquarters operations. Those that bring money into the community on a large scale, such as Arvest Bank operations. They spoke with 162 of these types. The other 367 responding companies represent the region's service and support employers, such as retail and tourism, with smaller employers making up a large portion of this year's interviewees and job growth. In addition to asking about job projections, the survey also questioned sales numbers. These numbers really stood out to Harvey because the sample was largely made up of small companies whose revenues doubled last year. Twice as many companies, for the most part, those smaller ones in the CRTS service segment, those that sell into the region, exhibited year-to-year exponential growth in revenues.
What that basically told us was what we were seeing out of the job numbers last year was being borne out in those numbers in terms of revenue. So the revenue increases, they were saying local economy strong, we're hiring, and we're seeing more sales come out of this. This is all kind of driving that.
The product of an organization that is bred to overcome challenges. This survey did not just focus on sales and employment numbers, but also asked what challenges area businesses face concerning their operations and their employees, both current and prospective. An area of concern for many of the small businesses is legislation, such as the uncertainty surrounding the Affordable Care Act, though there's not much the council can do to address that. Infrastructure is a big area of concern for many residents and employers. The region has experienced exponential growth in recent years, and the results of this survey show that growth is not expected to stop anytime soon. Council CEO Mike Malone says they take these concerns seriously, bringing them to policymakers and political leaders. He says the passage of Issue 1 in November of 2012, an amendment to provide additional funding to highways and surface transportation, was a great start to get caught up. But catching up just isn't good enough.
So we've got to continue to work to help fill those funding gaps for the major highway infrastructure needs in the region. We're hearing from employers now 2 years in a row that a public transportation system, the lack of a robust public transportation system is a hindrance to their business. And so we partnered with ORT this last year and approached local jurisdictions to ask for some additional funding for transit, for regional transit.
He says high airfares at XNA are also a complaint from businesses, and efforts are in place to recruit lower-cost air carriers. A significant change from last year is the type of workforce the prime sector is looking for. Last year, they were concerned with getting skilled workers, those with a college degree or more. This year, however, the numbers show a need for unskilled workers, and businesses are having issues finding these unskilled workers. Harvey says that a lot of these jobs can be filled with those coming out of secondary schools. One way to solve this issue is with marketing, as a lot of these kids just don't know the jobs are there for them. Just as this survey is a collaboration between the council and the area chambers, it too is a partnership between the chambers and the employers. As Harvey mentioned earlier, chambers were present at yesterday's meeting in addition to business guests to provide stories of how the chambers and companies work together to solve issues and facilitate growth. Lance Eads is the economic director with the Springdale Chamber of Commerce. He provided an anecdote as to how this study helped that city's business community. Eats had the opportunity to work with ORC Products, a small manufacturer that works in the aerospace industry. ORC was busting at the seams in their current building, yet were having trouble finding something new that fit their needs. During a visit for this very project, Eats was able to meet those needs.
And the gentleman was telling me a little bit about their business and how he'd reached a point where he was considering retiring and was going to be possibly selling his equipment, but he needed somebody to be able to buy his building before he could go any further into the process. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure I heard a single word he said after that, because I was thinking about how quickly I could get to my phone and make a phone call to the plant manager and the owner of the other manufacturer. And as soon as I got out to my car, I was able to make contact with him. Literally by the next afternoon, we had him out at their facility, touring the building, and within probably 30 minutes, they had made a handshake on a potential agreement to be able for him to buy the facility.
Eats says the owner of ORC now feels like he can approach the chamber with any issues he may have in the future. A representative with the Siloam Springs Chamber was also in attendance, though he quickly turned the table over to Cindy Christopher, human resource manager with Gates Corporation, a manufacturer of power transmission belts and fluid power products. They have operations in Siloam Springs. Christopher says the organization closed a facility in early 2013 in North Carolina that would affect 240 families there. Some of the closed lines would be moving to Siloam Springs. A project began to bring some of those affected families to Arkansas. She says the chamber worked as an extension of their employees, integrating 36 new families into the community.
The chamber was just amazing. Out of our discussions, we were able to put together a great plan. We had over 50 different families come and visit over about a 6-month period. And I mean, they helped us with airport pickups. They designed a driving tour of Siloam, pointing out the points of interest. They set up realtor tours so that each family coming in had a personal realtor that would take them around. We had travel sheets that we'd get from them in advance as far as what their interests were, what their needs would be coming to Siloam.
When relocating, it isn't just about the job. As a result of this collaboration, 30 families committed to move from North Carolina to Siloam Springs, and over two-thirds are already here. The results of this survey echo that sentiment, and it's the very mission of the Northwest Arkansas Council, to sustain and improve Northwest Arkansas as a great place to live and do business, focusing not just on physical infrastructure, but also that social infrastructure.
Instead of spending all your money on all these incentives that you offer companies, the tax breaks and so forth, you should take that and put it in your community. You know, basically earmark that and say, we're going to spend X on sidewalks, trails, traffic calming, new roads, better schools, parks, that type of infrastructure to make the place world class and offer those workers, that talent, those opportunities to move to the area. There's a lot of communities that are focused on that.
Overall, the survey concluded on a positive note, Local employers are growing and are optimistic about the future and the business climate and quality of life in our region, with a stable economy showing up in the top three for community strengths. For information on the Northwest Arkansas Council and this 2013 Employer Retention and Expansion Report, visit nwacouncil.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.